Most people don't put a Pedal Steel solo on their record. I've been told it's box office poison.
I don't know.
But I have four of them on my record.
Most people might not put Pedal Steel solos on their album, but Harper Simon of the Heavy Circles and Menlo Park is not most people. For one thing, he calls Paul Simon Dad. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. There are a lot of singer-songwriters putting out their debut albums in 2009, and even without his pedigree, Harper Simon's self-titled debut stood out. For starters, some of the album was recorded in Nashville with Bob Johnston, a producing legend who's worked with Dylan, Johnny Cash, and Leonard Cohen. And Harper was joined by some of Nashville's finest session men, like pedal steel player Lloyd Green and Hargis Robbins, who played piano on the Patsy Cline classic Walkin' After Midnight. The parts of the album recorded outside of Nashville also feature some not-too-shabby contributors like Sean Lennon, Eleni Mandel, and the Bird and the Bees' Inara George. And Harper Simon recently stopped by FUV to talk with me about putting together the album and getting some songwriting help from another singer-songwriter, his dad, Paul Simon.
I had so many tracks, I was kind of swamped. I was having trouble finishing everything, and I didn't really intend to write with him, but I had so many tracks, and he kind of got keen on writing on a couple of them, and it was fun. I mean, he would just take it away, and then I think he liked that one because I don't think he ever wrote to a country structure like that before.
Right, like straight up, yeah.
So I had the track, and then he really took it away and came up with most of those lyrics, really. But I mean, you know, kind of writing it from, I don't know how you, it makes it kind of a postmodern, probably not postmodern, I don't even know what that means. But him writing from my point of view in a mock way. Or something for me to sing. I don't know what that means exactly, but that's what happened.
Hush now, everybody get low down. I don't want no electric guitars in the background. I'm trying to concentrate on how you find serenity. If you're born in New York City, but your mom's from Tennessee, and I got issues, hell, I got pain. There's a lot I can't remember, even more I can't explain. No, it don't make much sense to me. So I'm proud my mama comes from Tennessee.
Being that I have southern roots, that my mom's from Tennessee, it's sort of in my DNA. I always loved country music and I wanted there to be some country element, and I mean rock and roll country. So I was curious to see who was around from Bob Dylan Records and Bob Johnston Production, you know, and then so I got in touch with Bob, and he brought a lot of those people to the table. He sort of opened the portal to all these great legendary players that it was a thrill to work with.
She is juniper and roses. Guess I'll sing it once again. And though we are no longer lovers, I know she'll always be my friend. So if you ever ride beside her driving down the 101, be thankful that you're with a Berkeley girl.
Live music from Harper Simon and the song Berkeley Girl. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. You can check out more exclusive sessions from the FUV studios online anytime at WFUV.org.